That was probably the special guest, actually, but we're right in the middle of a segment.
Should I pick it up?
She's calling again?
Yeah.
Yeah, answer.
All right, pick it up.
All right.
Hello, Lunatic Radio.
Hi, Karen or Rocket, please.
Oh, yes, this is Rocket.
This is Kieran.
Hi, Rocket. This is Jessica Drake.
Holy shit!
Surprise!
Oh, my God! I win! Holy shit!
Jessica Drake was a surprise guest for Rocket on the show tonight, everybody.
Yeah.
World famous porn star.
Holy shit.
Are you excited now, Rock?
This is fucking awesome. This is like 3 years in the waiting for me.
Is it really?
Well, you know what? The whole backstory to this is a few years back, you were at the East Coast video show in Atlantic City. And I was actually in one of the booths on the other side of the that little medium area, and I went over to the adult section to see what's going down, and started getting autographs and pictures, and then I saw you, and had one of my friends that I was with have it take a picture, but what just killed it for me, or just drove me nuts, was like, you know, I figured you'd take like a picture next to a person, like, you know, because you don't know the person. But you came around and you kind of like held me, and it was fantastic. I was like in my glory for the rest of the day. And the picture's like, the picture's up on our message board. It's been there for years. And I'm like, Jessica Drake is the greatest person ever.
That's so cool. No, I really love those shows because it gives me an opportunity to really meet people on a more personal level, and I really enjoy that. Well, I'm good. I'm glad that I made an impression on you like that. You should come and see me again sometime.
Definitely. Oh, that'd be great.
You don't say that.
Update those pictures, you know?
See, Jessica says exactly what I want to hear. I love her. She's the best.
He is Italian.
He's Italian. And I got an autograph, and you sent it to me. She used my real name. She used Adam. It was great. The whole night.
I wish you can be here in a studio, Jessica, because my co-host, my producer here, is blushing. Never seen him.
It's awesome. Well, it's great.
I'm thrilled. I'm really happy.
So how are you tonight, Jessica?
I'm doing great. I had a long, good day at work. So
sweet.
What was the day at work? What did it entail?
This is great.
That's funny. I just got asked that not very long ago by someone else. Well, today was a day where I didn't have sex. I was doing a kind of like a narration to a compilation disc that we're putting together of a bunch of scenes that Jenna Jameson did for us. So I was kind of like the narrator of that. And then I went over to the offices of Wicked and did a little bit of work over there on the computer, working on my site, which is jessicadrake.com.
Nice.
And now it's all you guys.
I love it. Sweet. See, she knows exactly what to... Come on, how could you not love her?
You know what they got to start doing?
Especially you, Rocket. It's all about you.
Yes! Oh. I win again!
I got to tell you, my booking girl, the booking girl, Jenny Blowjob, is the best for this show.
She is.
Who? What did you call her?
Her name's... We call her Jenny Blowjob. Her real name's Jenny.
We call her Jenny Blowjob.
That's what I thought you said. Just making sure it wasn't a bad cell phone connection.
No.
You know what they got to start doing? Go back to the old days with the porno films and start doing that fake dubbing. You know how they used to do that? Like the fake moaning over the scenes? They got to start doing that again. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean? If I do it, will you do it at the same time?
Oh!
Are you ready? Can Rocket do it with you?
Oh, no. Okay, absolutely. By all means.
Yes.
All right. Rocket, you have to do some, like, moaning or something with Jessica Drake right here.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Well, I think so. Okay, here we go.
Right. I'm leaving. Go ahead.
I'm leaving.
And action.
Okay. Wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, bitch? You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You like it hard, right? Take it.
Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's
right.
Give
it to me.
Say my name, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, Rocket.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That is. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, greatest moment in radio ever.
Wow.
Was it good for you?
Oh, my God. I got to excuse myself from the room.
Rocket needs a cigarette.
Rocket has masturbating material for months.
For life.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And you know what else? I was talking to the publicist at Wicked, and she said that she actually wasn't able to get a hold of Jenny in time to get the mailing address, but I'm going to make sure that you guys get a care package.
Woo! See?
Woo! Okay, yeah.
We win! See, now everybody wins!
We got to have Jess Gunn every week.
Especially you, Rocket. See? I'm going to see if you can't get a Jessica Drake talking love doll.
Oh! That's amazing!
See?
But I have a lot of cool stuff that's coming out right now. I did a movie called Creme Brulee. Ooh. And it was pretty cool. I did a movie called Women on Top. And the big movie that we're pushing right now is called Curse Eternal. And it was directed by Brad Armstrong. And it's kind of a cross between, I'd say, Indiana Jones meets the Mummy. And I play an archaeologist, and we did a lot of really cool things in the movie. It's a lot of action, a lot of sex, a lot of special effects, and nice. It's great. It has its own website, too.
It's
CurseEternalTheMovie.com, which I'm sure you can access through WickedPictures.com. It's really, really a cool movie.
CurseEternalTheMovie.com?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll throw that on the site.
Write that down. Yeah, we'll put that on.
And I'll make sure that you guys get that as well.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you very much.
See? It's Christmas time.
You guys are. She is the best. Oh, I love her.
But you were supposed to already have it, but somebody was slacking.
We got to change that.
It was probably me. I was probably slacking.
Yeah, it's
probably
you. Yeah, thanks for screwing it up for me. Thanks.
I don't know what's going on.
Jessica, this is Ronnie Beans here. I'm another one of the co-hosts here. I have a question that I always comes into my head whenever I talk to somebody in the adult industry.
Sure.
When you have sex all the time, like on camera, right? When you get home and you're having sex with your partner, not on camera, is it like how do you change it or make it so it's different from when you're having it on camera?
Well, I've always been really sexually adventurous and spontaneous anyway, and the fact that I'm a contract girl with Wicked, I only shoot 7 movies a year, so it's not like I'm going to work every day and banging.
Gotcha.
My sex at home is pretty much the same as it is on camera. I love threesomes. I love group sex. I'm quite the exhibitionist. I love to experiment. I'm really wild. I can say whatever I want right now, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
This is internet. You can use provocative words.
I just like anal sex.
Yes. Nice.
You can even say cock and balls.
Can I say EP?
Oh yeah, can say it.
Say anything you want.
Well, that's all the kinds of stuff that I'm into.
Nice. Wow.
And it just kind of, I guess, work kind of carries over to home, and home carries over to work. It definitely works both ways, just like me.
I am literally sweating. Nice. I am just like so wound.
Are you sweating?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Be careful with all that equipment around you so that you don't short something out.
That's right.
Holy shit.
I gotta move to California, I think.
I know.
We're all gonna need a cigarette after this one, I think.
At least come visit. In June, we have Erotica LA coming up, and of course, I'll be signing at the Wicked booth. And we're always really easy to find because we've got huge banners that hang from the ceiling. So,
is that a huge convention out there?
Yeah, it's not as big as the one in Vegas in January, but it's definitely a substantial show. It's a good place to actually be a little bit more low-key so that I get more time to spend with each individual person as opposed to just long, long lines of people.
How long have you been in the biz, Jessica?
A little bit over 5 years.
Wow.
Wow.
And I've seen plenty of her videos.
250 movies.
Nice! Wow. Big winner for the day.
Now, is there anything like you haven't done that you're looking forward to doing?
Oh, there's tons of stuff I haven't done, really. I was very cautious when I first got into the business. I have a very small list of people that I work with. I've never really done anything I didn't want to do. Kind of take it slowly. Like, my contract doesn't mandate that I do certain sex acts. Wicked Press leaves it up to me to explore my boundaries. I haven't done multiple guys, and it's something that I would really like to do. I mean, I've done 2 different scenes that were blowjob scenes with 3 guys apiece. One of them won Best Oral Sex Scene Film at the AVN Awards for a movie that I did for Brad Armstrong called The Collector. And then I did another scene just like that in the movie that was the sequel to The Collector called Sold. And I'll make sure that you guys get a copy of Sold as well.
Nice.
But other than oral sex with multiple people, I've never actually had sex with multiple guys.
Oh.
So I'd like to do that. I've only done one DP before, and I'd definitely like to do more of that because I found that to be such an intense experience. It was very... I can't even describe it. I mean, there's no point in me trying to tell you guys as men how great a DP felt to me, but it was amazing. So.
It's your love, Jessica.
Maybe we could make a Karen Jessica rocket sandwich.
Whoa!
I'll be out in 5 seconds. I'm tapping out.
Yeah, you better have like slow motion camera.
Oh, you want to talk about loops, huh? Yeah, we'll loop that.
Holy cow.
I'm like Doc Holliday with a penis.
Yeah,
very quick.
Karen's a tiger for 15 seconds.
But I don't know. I think I'm really lucky. Because I still really enjoy what I do for a living, whereas I think that maybe some people get into the business and do things that they think they have to do or do things that people tell them to do that they're really not into. And it's just another really great thing about being with Wicked is I'm given a lot of freedom in what I choose to do. It's really great. I like it.
Cool. Love, I was just curious, since we're jumping all over the place, what's your take on the whole bukkake scene?
Well, you know what? From doing the blowjob thing with the three guys at one time, I'll tell you, right before I did that scene in The Collector, I got really scared.
Really?
Absolutely. I thought about it for a while before I decided to do it in the movie, but then when it actually came down to it and I was getting ready and I realized that there are three guys standing around me, I was like, whoa, it was kind of overwhelming. I don't know how many guys I could handle. I think that it's actually sort of a turn on for me to watch the bukkake thing.
Wow.
But I'm really picky, so to find that many guys that I'm going to let jerk off on me might be kind of hard, you know?
Wow.
But I am taking applications in case you guys want to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
It'll be quick. It'll be a quick session, but.
Yeah. You need about a minute of film for all three of us.
You better have that super slow motion film.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't mean a minute each, I mean a minute total.
Whatever it takes.
That's right.
And I don't have much of a resume.
let me ask you guys something. What do you guys think about the bukkake thing?
There's a fine line between where it goes from like being hot to just being gross.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I think I agree with
well,
that.
Actually,
yeah.
What do you mean? Do you mean participating or actually watching it? Like on film?
Well, let's talk about both. Can you watch something like that and get off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. See, I really can. Now, yeah. Could you be in one?
No,
definitely not.
How about if you were one of the first couple of guys?
They'd all have to not, like, yeah. All the other guys behind me would have to not watch.
There has to be a closed door involved. You got to come through a closed door.
I can't even, like, pee in, like, Yankee Stadium with other guys watching.
Oh, speaking of, what do you think about that?
Oh, the golden shower?
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, if that's what it takes.
Dude, I thought she was actually asking about peeing in Yankee Stadium.
I wasn't talking about Yankee Stadium.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah, if the girl I was with wanted to, sure, why not? What the hell?
Yeah, I think it's really sexy. I think that given the right circumstance, it's pretty hot. Now, as far as like a random act, no, that's not cool. You don't just sneak up on somebody and pee on them.
Pardon me.
Yeah, like a pee and run, you know?
Yeah, that's not so nice, but there are definitely situations that call for it.
Sure.
Jessica, we actually have a game show that we've actually only tried once before with, I believe, Sunset Thomas.
Yeah.
It's, obviously you ladies work a lot. You're in a lot of movies. Like you just mentioned, you were in 250 movies. The game show is we have a fake title, and then we have an actual title of a movie you are in.
Right.
And we give you both of them, and you have to pick which one you were in.
Okay, well, just so you guys know, sure. This is kind of tricky because a lot of the movies that I've done, people will turn around and comp So if you're talking, if you give me two movie titles and I'm not familiar with either one of them, it could be because one of them is a comp. But yes, I'll play. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. I think I got most of these from your website. I'm not sure. All right. So here we go.
We'll try.
I'm going to read you two titles. One's fake. One's real. You got to pick which one. All right. So here we go. Pussy Man Goes to College or Fat Kev Loves Pussy Man? Which one will you
Pussy
win?
Man Goes to College.
Winner!
Winner. Round two. Jenny Blows Her Job 3. North Pole 9.
North Pole number 9. It was the first movie of mine that I ever saw on the shelf in a bookstore. It was about the second or third scene I had ever done, but it was the first movie to be released. And I remember seeing myself on the cover and jumping around and showing the clerk going, "That's me! That's me!"
Oh my God!
So you're 2 for 2 in this stupid game show. All right, here we go. Round three.
You're making a real challenge for.
Yeah, I know. These are all probably really easy. Tribeccan Taboo or Taboo of the Tarot?
Taboo of Tara, a movie that I did for Adam and Eve. It was really cool.
3 for 3. Damn it.
She's good.
Yeah, she is.
She's a professional.
She's smart. Okay, here we go. Round four. Three. American Nymphette. Or hoo-hoo, I like anal.
Well, I just have to say, hoo-hoo, I like anal, yes! But the title is American Infant.
Nice.
Okay, all right, we only have two more, okay. So we'll get this done quickly. Here we go. Round four. Honey, I Fuck the Kids, or Jessica Drake, a.k.a. Filthy Whore. Which one were you in?
You're going to hell. That would be Jessica Drake, a.k.a. Filthy Whore.
Mm-hmm. All right, you won that one. Do I even need to go on?
No.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you on the MySpace?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I am. I'm only... See, I don't even know if I should say anything while we're on air, because I'm telling you, I'm very undercover on MySpace.
Okay.
And I still... People have found out where to find me, and I get slammed with at least 200 friend requests every day.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I have a wicked picture on my profile, and... I'll just go ahead and say I only go by Jessica. So if you're spotting anybody that's saying that they're me, that they're not. I'm just very subtle on MySpace.
What do you think of Jessie Jane?
I really like her a lot. I did a special for Playboy. I hosted their red carpet interview thing during the Avian Awards show, and I had some contact with her there on the red carpet. I was actually her first scene ever in the business.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I broke her in pretty much.
Nice.
All right.
That was hot.
She was, I had her bent over a desk. It was delicious.
It's just delicious. Yeah,
she was really good then, and I think she's gotten a whole lot better now, and she's doing some really big things, and I just think she's amazing.
Yeah, she's a favorite of the show. We had her on in December. She's a very spunky little girl.
Yeah,
I like her.
Yeah, we like her.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
and now Jessica Drake is our...
Well, we know who broke her in now.
Our favorite. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jessica, let me ask you another question. Whenever, like, any girl I date, whenever I bring up the subject of anal sex with a girlfriend, they always look like you just asked them to, like, chop a finger off.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, so what would you say would be the best way to bring it up to a lady and to convince them to do it, or not just to do it, just to shut you up?
Well, see, it's really tough, because if you're in, like, a solid relationship where you're going to communicate with each other what it is you like and what you want to try and be adventurous with each other, that's one thing. But if it's just a chick that you're banging and you don't know if she's into anal sex, then what you should do is you should just be banging her and kind of let it slip a little bit.
Nice.
And if she doesn't freak out, then proceed. But if it's a steady girlfriend, then you do need to have that, you know, that communication. Maybe get a video, you know, maybe get something that has anal sex in it that's not too scary or gaping or brutal, and just, you know, be watching it with her and ask her what she thinks of it, you know?
All right. That's good.
And if that doesn't work, give her some wine.
Nice. Pink champagne, maybe.
I believe my co-hosts have a question that they ask of all the porn people that come on the show.
Yes.
It pertains to me.
No midgets.
No, it's not even that. But I am a midget.
Jessica.
I'll make an exception.
Jessica, we want to know what your take on this. Kieran McCann, the host of this show, this fine show, has, well, he hasn't had sex in 8 years. Well, he hasn't even been around a chick in 8 years. What could you recommend to get him off that schneid?
Well, first I would say why.
He's very shy.
I don't know.
Why?
Why? I don't know.
He can't have random sex. He has to get to know the girl.
Yeah.
And because he hasn't had a girlfriend in 8 years, he hasn't had sex in 8 years. Because he just can't have random sex with some girl he meets in a bar.
Yeah. Did the last girl fuck you over really bad?
No, but she was really big.
She was really what?
I don't,
what?
She was big. I don't know.
What does that have to do with the price of tea?
I don't know. She didn't really F me over. No, I just don't know why I haven't gone. I don't know how to answer this question. It's just, it's pathetic.
Well, look, you live off of chicken fingers and fries and dip and a newspaper. You won't eat at a bar. It's like these like weird little things.
So that's probably why. There you go.
And you go to Vegas and you call every chick a whore.
Well, most of them are.
Good point.
It's really tough because me, for one, I don't know that I've ever really been into random sex as it is. I do kind of have to talk to the person, I mean, and more than 15 minutes. You know, if I have a short list of people that I work with, and if I'm going to work with someone new, I have to get to know them first. I can't just have sex with that random person. When I came out here to LA, I'm actually from Texas, I had never had a one-night stand before, and I had been with maybe, I would say, 8 or 9 guys. So I set out to go and have a one-night stand. Believe me, it's been very hard to find somebody that wanted to bang me. I did it, and it wasn't very good. I was like, what is this? People do this all the time? So I don't know. I would suggest maybe hang out with as many people as possible in a more casual situation, and maybe you'll find that through friends, you meet the friends, and your friends will tell you, oh, I have this girl, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with blind dates like that to meet people if you're not into the club scene or something like that. Or there's always online.
Yeah. You know, I'm just lazy. Fuck it.
that's his problem.
That's because
really lazy.
Jessica, I got to tell you, Kieran is not a bad looking guy. Like, there's no reason why he should go 8 years without having sex.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Enough of the mushiness. I hate when people get mushy. I feel like we're getting mushy.
I bet that's quite a buildup you have there.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
The first woman he's with, she's going to literally shoot across the room and hit the back wall.
He's going to drown any girl he's with.
No, I'm positive about that. You might want to drain it a few times beforehand. Oh,
well,
I'm going to take it to Jiffy Lube and get it all tuned up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure something out, Jessica.
That's a scene.
JessicaDrake.com is the website, everybody. What's the new movie again?
The new movie is Curse Eternal, directed by Brad Armstrong, and it comes out on March the 8th. I'll make sure that you guys get some.
Oh,
and you can also see more of me at wickedpictures.com and curseeternalthemovie.com.
Nice.
themovie.com. Okay. Thank you very much, Jessica. Yeah. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, yes.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
And believe me, Rocket's very happy.
Now, Jessica, you know, you're going to get a personal thank you letter from me, rocket@lunaticradio.com. So just, you know. Just bear with it.
Not in a stalker way.
No, not in a stalker way.
Oh, no.
In a loving
way. All right,
well,
here, I'll tell you then. Send it to xxjessicadrake@hotmail.com.
Wait, say that one more time. It broke up a little.
xxjessicadrake@hotmail.com.
I think it's good that it broke up twice in a row so Rocket doesn't have that email address.
xxjessicadrake@hotmail.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, xxxjessicadrake@hotmail.com. Cool.
Okay.
That was just weird. It broke up twice. Ah, sweet.
Jessica Drake, everybody. Our new favorite.
I love Jessica Drake.
That's right. You're our new favorite porn star.
I love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
I'm going to have to send that picture of us two holding each other lovingly. I'll have to... You'll see it.
Yeah. you do that, and we'll recreate it next time I see you.
Oh, nice. She's the best. I love her.
She is the best.
She is. Oh.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Jessica Drake, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Greatest Curse moment.
CurseEternalTheMovie.com yes. is the
I gotta say, she's awesome. I think I speak for everyone when I say that.